Rolling Stone called him the most famous African singer alive. The UK magazine Folkroots dubbed him African Artist of the 20th Century. We're talking about Youssou N'Dour. He's a musical chameleon capable of a seductive whisper or a siren's cry. N'Dour started performing in Dakar, Senegal in the early 1970s. Today, Youssou N'Dour runs a nightclub, a record label, and a television station, and is even rumored to be a future candidate for president of Senegal. He's also one of NPR's 50 Great Voices. Banning Air tells us why.
Most people's first blast of Youssou N'Dour came in 1986 with the song In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel. But for Senegalese, N'Dour was already a superstar. Latin music was the rage there when N'Dour's first band, Étoile de Dakar, released this song, Tieli. Listen to 20-year-old N'Dour on the lead vocal, comparing his lover to a free bird, beautiful but elusive. The now iconic voice is all there, elastic, fluid, rich, and loaded with personality. Beyond that, Étoile de Dakar's percussion-driven sound lays out a blueprint for the future of Senegalese music. A new style, Mbalak, was on the rise. Rooted in local African rhythms, Mbalak would allow N'Dour's voice to soar with a whole new freedom. Over the years, N'Dour has shape-shifted his sound to accommodate soul, funk, progressive rock, reggae, and even religious Islamic music. It hasn't always been a smooth ride, but N'Dour has remained on top, without question, Senegal's most beloved singer. This song, Immigré, sent a message to Senegalese immigrants struggling in Europe that they could always come home. It's a message N'Dour has lived up to. While other African stars have opted for comfortable lives in foreign cities, especially Paris, N'Dour has kept his base in Dakar. And when he did get his international break, he sidestepped Paris and set course for London in an alliance with Peter Gabriel. N'Dour's art rock phase proved disappointing, exciting neither his home crowd nor his growing international audience. But he bounced back with a million-selling duet with Nene Cherry, and he perfected the art of releasing Mbalak albums for the Senegalese and more experimental works for the world. Allah, 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 Allah. Placating such different audiences has proved tricky. N'Dour's religious album, Egypt, was at first poorly received in Senegal. Islamic leaders took offense, and the public seemed to want him to keep his beats on the dance floor. But when Egypt won a Grammy Award, N'Dour came out a hero. That sort of pivot is characteristic. N'Dour's ability to morph from soul man to sage, from sharp-elbowed entrepreneur to potential politician, has no parallel in modern African music. But it does lead some to wonder who Youssou N'Dour really is. That mystery, along with N'Dour's ever-fabulous voice, ultimately works in his favor. Listeners in Africa and around the world keep coming back to find out what this cultural colossus will come up with next. For NPR News, I'm Banning Air.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.